This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Joining me now on iRadio's group chat is careers coach Angela Brick, who helps people navigate career crossroads, burnout, and those big what am I doing with my life moments. From feeling stuck in a stable job to wondering if a gap year at 29 is reckless or refreshing, Angela is here to answer your questions and help us figure out whether feeling lost might actually be the first step toward finding the right path. Angela, thank you for joining me once again on iRadio's group chat. When someone says, I have no idea what I want to do with my life, what does that usually really mean beneath the surface?
It can mean a few things, but I think in general, there's a mixture of confusion going on, misalignment maybe, fear for sure, and maybe overwhelm. So what I mean by that is people can have an idea maybe what to do, but there's too many choices and they can start to get overwhelmed. Some people won't have any clue what to do, and typically there can be, I suppose, a bit of disconnection from where they are right now in their life versus where they're coming from. And then the confusion and fear pieces, you know what, even if you do know what you want to do. And the thing is, a lot of the time when I dive into this with people, Valerie, like, you will get to a point where people will be like, okay, well, there is this one thing, but then they just, I suppose, they've placed limits so firmly on themselves throughout the years that they can't really see through those limits and see how they would make it happen. So it's kind of a mixture of figuring out, well, what's actually going on for you? Is it the fear? Is it the overwhelm? Is it the disconnection? And kind of starting from there. But it is so common, so common.
Feeling lost seems to be something that a lot of people deal with at some stage in their lives, and having emotions like that and just not knowing what weighs up, what weighs down, what comes next. But in the long run, can that be a small bit of a silver lining, a little bit useful to kind of help pave your path when you do address it?
Yes, 100%. And when I can totally relate to this, because definitely at times of my life and my career, I've definitely had that feeling of feeling lost. And when you look into it, it's that transitional phase. So the old identity, whether it's a personal identity, professional identity, it's all together, right? You've kind of, you're not connected to that identity any longer, but you haven't exactly stepped into your new identity. And that's why you feel lost, regardless of whether it's career, personal, etc. And yes, there is definitely a beauty to it. I feel with everything, even when it's tough, when there's that, like, oh, just that sheer feeling of feeling stuck, there's always a beauty and there's always a silver lining. And the thing is, when you dive into that reflection, and, you know, even if it's baby steps, when you work through the transition, moving from the old identity to the new identity, there's that amazing opportunity to actually make it happen, to actually step out of being stuck and move into that new career, that new identity, that new project that you want. But yeah, it's just actually trying to pull your foot out of the mud is always the hardest.
It is always that kind of weird transition period where you're kind of not sure what weighs up, as I said. But if people are in a situation like that and they're just not sure where they're at, how can they tell that they are in that transition kind of stuck period, that it's not necessarily that they are in the wrong career entirely?
You could have, like, you know, chronic Sunday night fear. So every Sunday just feeling lost and kind of at limbo and dreading going back into what you're in at the moment. Success might start to feel a little bit empty. That might be a strange thing to say, but you could be performing well and actually successful in your job, you know, achieving your targets, etc. But any kind of reward or accomplishment, there just feels like there's nothing behind it. It doesn't mean anything to you. Constant exhaustion. You know that feeling of just feeling constant fatigued, exhausted, burnt out, like you've no energy. And what typically, that's not a physical exhaustion really, it's that you're leaking energy and you're not re-energizing because you're doing something you don't feel connected about. And you can just kind of start to feel like you're, every day at work is a performance. And I know we're all performing to a certain extent, but it's really like you're not really bringing your own sense of self because you're working so hard to actually perform because you're not connected to what you're doing, you know.
What would be a piece of advice for someone who might be feeling like that right now?
I think to get curious, it's all kind of tied up in, like we said at the start, the fear, the overwhelm, you know, feeling lost. And I think get curious. So even asking yourself, like, what's actually going on? Like, where is my dissatisfaction coming from? Because it's really, feeling lost is always tied to dissatisfaction. Where is the dissatisfaction coming from? What am I missing? What do I need? And just getting curious. If you can do it yourself, amazing. Chat to your friend, booking in with someone like myself, but just diving into that curiosity. And it's the stuff we don't ask ourselves. Like, when do we sit down on a, you know, Monday evening and ask ourselves what's going on? And then if you can just, I always say to people, if you can just do one thing that will light up your soul again, that will give you that energy that is leaking out, oh, it'll have such a ripple effect. And it doesn't, that one thing, I think where people hold themselves, Valerie, is they're like, oh, they're putting so much pressure on themselves to do the one thing that's going to be, you know, the final career move. Not at all. Just do one thing that re-energizes you, and then that will energize you to do the next thing, the next thing, and the next thing.
One listener has been in touch with a specific dilemma, which I think so many are going to relate to in some capacity. He says, I'm 29 and I've been in the same corporate job for 5 years. It's a good, steady pay, secure job, but I feel burnt out and stuck. All I want to do is to take a gap year and see the world because I've never really travelled. The problem is my company doesn't allow career breaks, so if I go, I lose my job. Am I being reckless for wanting a gap year at 29, or am I mad not to do it? Angela, what do you reckon? What would you suggest he does with all of that? That is complicated, in fairness. That's a tricky situation to be in.
But actually, as I'm listening to you, it's not complicated at all. Now, bear with me. Number one, absolutely, this person is not being reckless. You actually, and I see it all the time with clients, between kind of late 20s, so 28 to kind of early 30s, 32, 33, you go through this period of kind of like existential crisis. What am I doing with my life? Am I on the right path? Have I done enough? You know, I'm leaving my 20s, I'm entering my 30s where I'm supposed to have it all figured out. That's the first thing to say. This is totally, totally normal. The second thing is, back to my earlier point when I said it's actually not that complicated at all. This person, when you break down what they've said, right, they have said that all they want is to take a gap year and to see the world. They have answered their own question. They know exactly what they want to do. And then they've also called out the problem. The problem is that if they do this, they may lose their job. So if you look at that, one, they know what they want to do. Incredible. So many people don't. Number two, they know what the problem is. And the problem for them is that they'll lose their job. But hold on a second. Did they not say that they feel burnt out and they feel stuck after doing this job for 5 years? So when you break it down, yes, they will lose the job. But is that a job they even want to keep? Do you know what I mean? So like, and then if you add on top the layer, I ask this question myself all the time, my own life, I ask it to clients, but which question, if you weigh it up logically, which one will you not get to do again? Which one will you regret at 90? And, you know, you could get into this person, I don't know what their relationship status is, but you know, they could get into a relationship, they could start building a family, they could get a mortgage. They might be in a place right now where they don't have ties, whereas in a couple of years, they may have ties and that might mean they can't travel. Whereas you will always get a job. And actually this person, like we said, it sounds like they don't actually want the job that they have anyways. So do you see how it's actually not that complicated when you break it down?
Yeah, like in one way, it really seems to be the solution to just follow your heart in this circumstance. Although I can totally appreciate, and I'm sure like you're the same, how tricky of a situation that is to find yourself in, because we do struggle so much with the cost of living and everything, and money, having a stable job is obviously so important. But as you said, when you're 90, you know, if you're going to look back, it's going to be the chances you didn't take and all that. Though I feel like we're like a Pinterest screensaver at the minute. You'll only regret the chances that you didn't take, but it is accurate.
But you know what, Valerie? The other thing to say is, like, if you look at the logical side of this as well, it sounds like this person needs a change regardless, a change in job, if they're feeling stuck and burnt, right? But what they could also do is figure out, like, is there anything I need to do before I go to get my ducks in a row so that when I come back, I'm positioning myself to get back into the workforce easier? And even, you know, when they go, for example, if there's something they need to change, I can hear it from, you know, the question. So maybe there's something they could do while they're away. Doesn't mean they have to just purely travel. Like, they're probably going to need to fund it. So while they're away, it can often be a really good opportunity to actually transition your career as well, or even take that kind of horizontal move that will make it a little bit easier to transition into something new when they come back. So there's a logical side of it as well.
How important is making a plan before all of this? I imagine there would be a lot of risks involved in just upping sticks and taking a gap year when you haven't kind of taken decisions like that and weighed it all up and made everything kind of a little bit more straightforward for yourself.
So important. I think there's two things I would say here. One, logically, like I said, like, if you're anxious about the return and employment upon return, then, you know, for the next, if you decide, right, I'm going to go in 6 months' time, for the next 6 months, you focus on your career, you get all of the, you know, if you're in an organization where, you know, there's, you can kind of move horizontally or even, you know, take on extra projects, etc., workload, take all of that on. Be kind of preparing for your return and for your travel at the same time. And what I would like to say regarding the plan, you know, I think when it comes to travel as well, if you kind of plan, just say you're going away for 6 months, plan the first 3 months, because when we're out of routine, we can often feel lost. Whereas if you've a good solid plan for the first 3 months, what it's going to do is get you into the flow of not working and, you know, enjoying this new freedom, this new travel. However, when people, I suppose, snap out of the day job, take themselves out of reality, like we were chatting about earlier, when you kind of take yourself out of that feeling of that, I suppose, environment of being stuck, after maybe the first 3 months, right, they actually might start to step into that new identity that we spoke about earlier. And the reason I'm saying only plan maybe for 3 months is because you don't know then, after the 3 months, you might be starting to step into that new identity and just ready to kind of, you just don't know what could come. So I think leaving the following, say, 3 months or half of your travel a little bit unplanned, it just gives you that room to step into whatever might be feeling a bit more aligned at that point, or whatever might, you know, pop up. And who knows, that could even help you to integrate back into whatever position, whatever field you want to work in when you come back.
How important is it to follow our own instincts and not follow necessarily what everybody else says, either to you, behind your back, or on social media?
Oh, hugely. Like, when I think of myself in my 20s, I asked everyone and their granny what I should do before I would make a decision. And honestly, Valerie, I would be so confused at the end of it. I wouldn't even know what I want to do. Thankfully, you know, throughout my 30s, I started to learn to listen to myself a bit more. But it's so important, because you have to remember, I say this to people all the time, people are great. They will give you their advice, they will give you their thoughts. But remember, they're giving it to you from their shoes, based on their fears and their circumstances. And a lot of the time, while people mean good, they don't mean any harm, particularly those closest to you. They want to support you and shelter you. So they will often kind of project their fears onto you. And then that could hold you stuck from doing something that actually you're well able to do. You're well able to lean into versus them. So it's really hard, particularly in your 20s. But I think if you can just start small, by the next time you need to decide something that, you know, it's not a huge decision, just don't ask anyone maybe, and just listen to what you think. And then maybe you could ask after and see how, what, you know, those around you have to say differs from what you want. But yeah, slowly practicing to kind of listen to your own guidance, because all the answers are in there. The biggest problem we have is actually quieting the noise to hear it.
Where can people find you on social media if they want some more guidance for having quieting that noise?
I'm also working on that myself. I can be found mainly on Instagram. It's angelaburke.ie.
Well, Angela, I look forward to chatting to you again next month. And thank you for all of that insight this evening.
Likewise. Happy March.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.